Valencia Digital, Una Mirada Desde el Derecho, episode number 2210 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Carla Fisher. How is everyone doing?
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Title: Digital Violence, a Legal Perspective.
Introduction.
In this podcast episode, we will delve into the topic of digital violence and explore it from a legal standpoint. With the rapid growth of technology and the increasing dependence on digital platforms, the issue of digital violence has become more prevalent than ever before. We will examine the various forms of digital violence, its consequences, and the legal framework surrounding it. Join us as we shed light on this complex and important topic.
Defining digital violence.
Digital violence refers to any form of aggressive behavior or harmful actions carried out through digital platforms such as social media, online gaming, and messaging applications. It encompasses cyberbullying, harassment, online stalking, revenge porn, and other similar acts. Unlike traditional forms of violence, digital violence leaves a lasting impact on its victims in the form of emotional and psychological distress.
Forms and consequences of digital violence.
One of the most common forms of digital violence is cyberbullying, wherein individuals use online platforms to harass, intimidate, or spread false information about others. Cyberbullying often leads to depression, anxiety, and even suicide in extreme cases. Online stalking, another form of digital violence, involves tracking someone's online activities, invading their privacy, and instilling fear in them. The consequences can be severe, with victims experiencing constant fear and anxiety.
The rise of revenge porn. With the advent of the internet, revenge porn, a specific form of digital violence, has gained attention. Revenge porn involves the distribution of explicit images or videos without the consent of the person depicted. This act aims to humiliate and degrade the victim, causing immense emotional distress. Laws surrounding revenge porn vary from country to country, making it a complex legal issue.
Legal framework and challenges.
Addressing digital violence requires a robust legal framework that protects victims and holds perpetrators accountable. However, one of the challenges lies in the global nature of the internet. Online platforms and perpetrators can operate from different jurisdictions, making prosecution difficult. Additionally, the evolving nature of technology poses a constant challenge for lawmakers to keep up with the changing dynamics of digital violence. International efforts to tackle digital violence. Numerous international organizations, such as the United Nations and Interpol, have recognized the importance of combating digital violence. These organizations emphasize the need for collaboration between governments, law enforcement agencies, and technology companies to ensure the effective prevention and prosecution of digital violence. They also work towards raising awareness and providing support for victims. Conclusion. Digital violence is an issue that demands our attention and action. It affects countless individuals worldwide, leaving deep scars that often go unnoticed. By understanding the various forms and consequences of digital violence through a legal perspective, we can work towards establishing a safer digital environment for all. Collaboration between governments, technology companies, and individuals is crucial to combat digital violence effectively and protect the well-being of countless victims. Let us strive for a world where digital platforms are spaces for empowerment, not sources of harm.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Carla, and this was episode 2210 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.